like a version.
Before like a version and after like a version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a version
on Triple J.
You're here on Triple J Breakfast with Latifah T and Sam Lane, and I am so excited. It's time to do our first ever Like a Version together,
yes!
And it's a big one today. We've got Hooligan Hefsin. Never above, never below, always beside through all that smoke, send it. That's right, he's come by the Triple J Studios, one original, one cover, all fire. He's here with us right now, Hefs. Welcome, Triple J.
Triple J, thank you for having me. Come on.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here. I mean, it's been a week of your new album, Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
What's it like having it out in the world?
You know what? Usually when I do music, I tend to put it out there and then just let it go, right? Because you've been working behind the scenes on it for so long. But this Sixth Sense, I'm still playing it in the car, before gym and stuff. So this might be the one, yeah.
That's good. If it's being put on in the car on the aux cord, you know it's a good album.
Yeah, and mind you, I've been listening to it for at least like a year, right? Just back to back, just like trying to chop stuff up. So, yeah.
It must be a good feeling hitting like a PR on the bench, listening to your own record. Just locking in.
Just locking in, just literally.
Well, there's one thing I like about this record is that there's a lot of collaborators. I like that on like hip hop records because it feels like it brings the best out in each other. We've got Day One, we've got Savage and more on this record. Do you feel like having those collaborators made you bring your A game?
100%. And I feel like they, because everyone's got different energy, right? So with obviously the top artists from NZ and Oz, Young & Lips, Day One and Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Just their energy, like put together, it just brings bangers.
Mm. Yeah, bangers galore on this album, truly.
I appreciate you.
I mean, speaking of the collaborations though, did you have a favourite?
To be honest, they're all my favourite because I wanted to sort of keep it Australian.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the whole project to be Australian because I feel like there's a lot of talent here. And then Lazy come with Wiley. So then Wiley got added it. And then you can't go past Savage, right? He's the GOAT.
Oh, making them hip
from
swing
NZ.
For
yeah. I love my alcohol. What more can I say? That's the Moonshine song by Savage, my man.
And you were celebrated in style at your release party last week for the record.
Yeah.
I had, my spies were there. My spies are everywhere. And they informed me that you were selling a particular merch, a bedazzled air freshener at the album launch. Can you describe what this air freshener looks like?
Yeah. So basically it looks like my chain with a smell to it.
And but what does your chain look like?
It's got a big 6-7 on it, shining. So everyone's going to be driving past with a big 6-7 on their window.
Culturally relevant.
Yeah.
And
on.
I saw it. I got a photo. It was it was glittering in the photo.
Yeah, it smells
nice. It
really
came through. What scent is it?
Good question. good question. Sixth scent, I guess.
The scent of Hefs. All right.
We love that. Well, look, Hefs, you're here to perform an original right now for Like a Version.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping it's something from the new album. Can you reveal for the people, what are you performing today for your original?
So I'm performing Sixth Sense. I feel like that's my latest one to date that's flying. So it's only right that I had to give him Sixth Sense.
Perfect. All right, let's get into it. Performing the title track from his brand new album, For Like a Version, Hooligan Hefs. When you're ready, take it away.
Go to war with my own brain, grind up a new strain, spark one up and then the mood change. And I've been playing all season, not a few games, still with the same brothers, Eden, since loose change. They say the life that we lead ends in two ways, my hands ain't in the mix, then I feel a little too strange. Never let the money get in between, like Duchesne, my brothers got me this pendant and I don't want a new chain. We're just a circle full of prospering, not the ones gossiping. Cash out or crash out, either way I gotta win. Coloured girl with 10, when finally in my following, if not now then when? Cause it's time that we're
borrowings. I'm the first to break bread, the last to ask for favors, fourth to favor Raven. The game we play is dangerous. Food on the table for some now strangers. If you think life's fair, you gotta flick through the pages. And I never fake nothing, like my views organic. Still eating good off my classics, rock a bust down ASICs. They say ice melts when a little heat is added, but I got it out the mud to what's heat to ceramics. Still got tools like mechanics, still making up boys panic. Multiple sixes in the car, but we far from satanic. Yeah, multiple sixes in the cup, but we far from. They're asking me for advice with a younger gen. I could tell them how it is, but it's up to them. Stay ready, stack bands, stand on 10. Ops giving cops a hand, I can't comprehend. Like, what's it really for? Is it really war? There's more to life, I know, there's no morals anymore. You got a sad story, they can't wait to hear it all. Like the news is the number one tomorrow, getting broadcasted. Good sack used to be the whack to get blasted. Now I'm fine dining with some champagne. I spit the raw shit, kill, we'll leave this unmasked. My future weren't bright, so I had to contrast. Bug that shit out all the way through the darkness. Found my own way from the bottom, no harness. Wouldn't be the name, and we slanging out garments. Clothes flying off the shelf, learned the game ourselves. It's funny cause it used to be shoelace belts. Yeah, we give them boys a belt, we them boys no milk. Put two side on my shoulders, I can work with my delts. Put this side on my shoulders, I can work in my delts. Yeah.
Just come off the back of Sixth Sense. It's the title of his new album, and it's also a track on it. And you just heard it here on Triple J Breakfast with Latifa T and Sam Lane. Sam, what a track.
Yeah, I liked it because it had a very like beautiful band behind it. There was some pretty lush acoustic guitar. There was a talk box in there.
Yeah.
I saw. What's it like working with that band instead of maybe just a DJ?
I think it's just elevating, right? It's taking it to the next level. That's where you become an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'll definitely do again.
Hell yeah. Sure. All right, well, we've got a clue for the cover, which is coming very soon. The clue is it's from a second album, which was as big as the first. We're going to keep it hidden for a little longer. Hefs is really excited, but we got to keep it hidden. So coming soon after this, Triple J.
Like a version.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
One, two, three, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
You're back here on Triple J Breakfast. We're in the middle of Like a Version. Hooligan Hefs, he's done an original Sixth Sense, the title track from the record of the same name, but we're edging closer and closer to his cover.
I'm so excited. Hooligan Hefs, you famously represent Doonside, where you come from. 2767 is the postcode. I want to know, if I'm entering Doonside, what are some local recommendations that you have for me? A good food spot? You know, maybe a bakery that you're like going to recommend? What's good in Doonside?
Doonside. So the 6-7, there's Doonside and there's Woodcroft. So there's two parts. If we're talking Doonside, you have to pull into Oscar's Kebabs.
Ooh.
That's juicy. And there's a bakery on the corner. They got some fresh bread and all that, etc.
Yeah.
And if you're in Woodcroft, Chicken King. Shout out Chicken King.
Chicken King. I'm hungry, man.
Okay, a bit of a follow-up. So your chain, you've been doing this since before the recent 6-7 that has infested all the Gen Alphas. It has you have a beautiful chain with your postcode on it. Are the kids reacting to it now and not understanding the legacy of the 6-7 chain? Are you having to educate them?
I mean, I've got some comments and they're like, a big 6-7 on his chain at his grown age. So some people in the comments just letting him know, like, oh, that's where he's from. Like, don't you know? So, yeah, it's a bit crazy.
We love it. You got to rep where you come from, 100%. Though. And speaking of Doonside, you started out with a crew called the Hooligans, right?
Yeah.
What were those early days like?
It was fun. It was fun, no responsibilities. just a good bunch of friends just growing up together and just having each other's back. And that's how we are now these days. Everyone's got different businesses and we still have each other's back and we're just pushing each other's their own little hustle in their own way. So, yeah. That's how it feels, growing nice. Up doing side.
So the record's name, Sixth Sense, I think is kind of interesting because it's about, I guess, tapping into something. That's sixth sense. That's kind of other. Do you feel like you have a sixth sense in any way?
not on the multis, but I'm... sometimes I do. I feel like, yeah, I have a bit of sixth sense.
You're tapping it. Did you get to tap into it or like something extra, like a certain je ne sais quoi when you're like on a collaboration, you're like, wait, there's something here.
I feel like I've had a few good moments in the studio and a few ones have opened too late, just getting it down. And we've sat down with a song and just kicked back on it for a bit and then went back on it and made some magic. So yeah, shout out to Late.
Yeah, and there seems like you've expanded your sound on this record. I think people might know you more like from Send It, which is more EDM, yeah, more dancey, but this one is much more leaning into the rap, the drill, that kind of production. Mm. Yeah. What was it like extending your artistry into that area?
I felt like this one, I just had to let everyone know that I can rap because I was doing the party stuff and the party stuff obviously has a bit like 12 lines or something before the beat comes in. So this one, I felt like I had to rap on it. And just coming from America and just seeing the beats they use, it's just out the gate, right? So I just try to like rap on some beats that haven't been used before and just trying to start something, yeah.
Nice. Well, we've come to the moment of the hour right now. We've been hinting at your cover with a clue that this song is from a second album which was as big as the first. Hefs, on the record, what song will you be covering today for Like A Version?
So the big answer is I'll be covering Linkin Park, Numb.
Ooh, she's big track. Why have you chosen this track today?
So I've chosen this song because I felt like it just had to be done. Back in the days, me and my brother, we always used to play this song. Same thing, just before training or just to get us energized, and how two different worlds come together, like the rap and the rock. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know what, that's dope. And I thought, let me have a go at it real quick.
Well, that is exactly what you're about to do.
Come on.
Let's get into it now. Hooligan Hefs covering Linkin Park, Numb. You're here on Triple J. It's breakfast. Let's get into it.
Now I don't need to mention, to believe in off music right now is a blessing. Last place to me is as good as second. If I retire right now, I'll be a Doonside legend. Look, really that, I don't need no flowers. That boy from the west in the center point tower. Make a yearly wage if I do 1 hour. That's for the ones who stay on a fake account. And I never once cared about controlling the narrative. Diamonds is the only time I care about clarity. Matter mix when you try to do us a parody. No crew hopping, same since young solidarity. That boy from the west in that rolling loud. You already know me, I had to roll some loud. Think about where I started all the way till now, and how I could have been locked all the way till now. We don't crew hop, circle too tight, no loose locks, no stress on the drought. Outside is too hot, in the backyard catching sun with a boombox. Just got a new spot, make sure you take your shoes off. Alright, yeah, so numb, I live in proof on what's to come. Them boys just took a whole lot of none. I got a better chance to keep K, show me some. Alright, yeah, so numb. These days I'd rather spark up or blunt. But if I'm outside tonight, then pour me a cup. You already know me, man, I'm doubling up.
Telling them.
Yeah.
living proof of what's to come. Their voices took a whole lot of none. I got a better chance to keep case, show me some. I get so numb. These days I'd rather spark up a blunt. But if I'm outside tonight, then pour me a cup. You already know me, man, I'm doubling up.
Linkin Park, a match made in heaven. Thanks so much for coming by. In case you missed it, Hooligan Hefs is here. Josh Leach's record, Sixth Sense, he did the title track from that album, and right there, Linkin Park. Woof!
Oh, in a way that I didn't expect either. So sick. I mean, Hooligan Hefs, it's already been pretty big with the album, but what does the rest of this year look like for you?
So the rest of this year, I feel like I've been going back to back. I'll take a little break, but not a big break.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep the ball rolling, right? Because now we're in motion and then just keep going forward and stay consistent.
Yeah, yeah, you're taking this album on tour, the Year of the Sixth tour. Yeah, yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Come on. So we just, so it's a rural tour. We're showing love to all the rural bits. So after the rural tour, we could be doing something towards the end of the year, but yet to announce.
All right, beautiful. Well, if you want to catch Hooligan Hefs on tour, go check out his socials. Go give some love to the Like A Version. We're going to up next be revealing who's doing Like A Version next week. But right now, thank you so much, Hooligan Hefs, for coming through.
Thank you for having me.